We conclude the Sanctus of Bach's Mass in B minor by listening to its final two movements, the Benedictus and Osanna. Yesterday, we imagined Bach writing his music for the Osanna so that it depicted the excited crowds as they called out, "Save us," or perhaps, "The one who saves." In the Gospel accounts of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, we are told that the people also called out these words from Psalm 118. These come from verse 26. Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Bach decided that it would be better to treat these words in an introspective manner, rather than as a continuation of the jubilant mob scene. So he entrusted these words to the lyric tenor soloist, who is accompanied only by a single treble instrument and a bare-bones continual group of just cello and small chamber organ. I say accompanied by a single treble instrument because Bach never specified whether he wanted this to be played on the violin or on the flute. Recent performances have tended to use the flute, and that is what we will hear today. I am amazed by the virtuosity of this flautist, the ability to catch quick breaths here and there in the midst of this steady, unending stream of notes. For these words, Bach turned once again to one of the favorite forms of his day, the aria, complete with ritornelli. I hear the tenor's melodic lines as an exquisite expression of inward, private praise and rejoicing, as he sings those words from Psalm 118 over and over again. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Bach concludes the Sanctus by repeating the Osanna as the Mass liturgy specifies.